I'm David Brancaccio. The president's overnight announcement that he and the first lady and a senior advisor have tested positive for coronavirus is shaking up financial markets overnight. In this situation, the impulse is to sell stocks and buy bonds. In the half hour after the Trump tweet, the Dow future fell about 450 points. It's down 405 points now, about 1.5%. The Nasdaq future at the moment is down 2.2%. Michael Hewson is chief market analyst at CMC Markets in London. Hi there.
Good morning.
So the president announces he's tested positive with his tweet in the middle of the night, Washington time. That's about 6 a.m. London time. What did you see on your screens?
Yeah, well, if I could just say the health of U.S. presidents has always been a hot button issue for financial markets. You've only got to go back to when Reagan got shot, to when George Bush Sr. fell ill at a banquet in Japan. Financial markets fell quite sharply. You know, so this time is no different to previous examples. I think the biggest concern more than anything else is the fact that we already had enormous amounts of uncertainty in any case, and this just merely added to that.
Yeah, to say this introduced a note of uncertainty to financial markets doesn't evoke the fact that there's already a lot that is confusing and opaque to people trying to make financial decisions.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at the way the markets have been behaving in the past 3 or 4 weeks and the fact that people have been talking about an October surprise, well, it's no surprise that October volatility generally tends to pick up. It tends to happen on a fairly regular basis and has done so over the last 10 years. So when you've got Democrat and Republican politicians arguing about whether or not we're going to get a fiscal stimulus, coming off the back of a rather disappointing debate earlier this week, this is really the last thing the president needs at a time when he's trailing in the polls.
Michael Hewson, chief market analyst, CMC Markets, London. Thank you so much.
Thank you.